My name is Victor Chen. I am the director for African Youth Initiative Network. I am from Uganda. I'm happy to be here today because it's a long journey from where I was born to where I am today. I was born in the northern part of Uganda in the district called Lira. And as a child, I was born in the community of conflict. I was born in war. I grew up in war. I learned so much from war. It's life in conflict that probably has made me develop a new culture, a new faith, a new hope in life. As a child, my early childhood tells me how much that war destroys. War does not destroy only the governments or the institution or United Nations. But I learned as a child that war destroys the most important institution, that is the family. I witnessed my family went through the destruction of conflict, but also I witnessed other families got destroyed completely. So then as a child with all the challenges of survival, struggling to survive, I was 13 years old when I formed the Peace Club. The Peace Club came in at a time that was totally unexpected. On the peak of abductions of children and recruiting them as child soldiers by the Lord Resistance Army and other armed forces in the region, it was the most difficult thing to talk about peace that did not exist. My choice to promote peace was seen as betrayal to my community because it was seen as an act of cowardice, refusing to be patriotic, to promote and protect a society. But I realized we can pick up the gun to fight our brothers and sisters who are abducted and fighting on the other side. Or we can make an effort to also live and agree that no matter the outcome, we choose to stand by doing what is right. That's what I chose to do. I stood by and decided to do what is right by accepting that I was not going to pick up the gun to fight. As a child, I made a commitment to my parents that I will never learn how to shoot a gun. Today, I don't know how to shoot a gun because of that commitment I made as a child. Then continuing with my life, I became somebody who was so involved in community peace building, mobilizing young people like me, people who are struggling with their day-to-day life, acceptance, security, what to eat, health, education. And I thought the best to do is, how do we transform our trauma into an opportunity for leadership that will bring about seeds of peace? And we knew that even killing one warrior or one rebel leader would not bring an end to war, because it's like cutting a tall tree, which it will fall down, the seed will spread all over. So the question is, if you want to stop war, is killing the warlord the most important thing? No. Uprooting the seeds of conflict, the seeds of violence, is what we decided. Let us practice that, let us do that, let us work on that. And that's what I've been doing through my organization, the African Youth Initiative Network, is to mobilize youth in the community, provide opportunity for leadership, and sensitize the population, and above all, promote the spirit of unity, peace, and reconciliation. And I'm happy that our small initiative that we started way back in northern Uganda has today become a renowned initiative that is driving change in the continent. And we are being approached by young people from different parts of the continent who want to work with us. If I may, I can share with you one experience. If you listen to the next clip, you will hear the stories of how we work with young people from within Africa, including the one in South Sudan.